Welcome to Triple Knot. Today, I'm here with a friend and teammate of mine who I'm so lucky to have in my life. She's calling in to tell her story of shifting perspectives, connections, and purpose through running. Bea has had many unique experiences as a collegiate runner, from taking a gap year after high school in which she ran a marathon, to training while studying abroad in China. But perhaps the most formative experience through running took place this past summer when she embarked on a 49-day journey from San Francisco to Boston with 27 other young adults. They began as strangers, all connected by one purpose: raising awareness and support for cancer patients. Without further ado, let's lace up with Bea. All right, welcome, Bea. Thank you for being here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So excited to hear from you in this way. And let's start off with some fun introduction questions. So if you could rerun any specific race or workout without changing anything about it, what would it be and why?
Honestly, it might be the indoor DMR that we ran together. What was really exciting about that race is I wasn't expecting to run it, and I haven't really accidentally run many races in my life. So there was a lot of adrenaline going there. It was my first college relay and my first DMR, and I just didn't really have time to prepare or overthink it. And I think that's what made it so fun. And there was just a lot of energy, and it was just a really great experience. And I'm glad we got to share that, and I'm glad I was able to do that. And then we won, and that's always a good feeling. So.
Yeah, totally. I remember that. It was so awesome. Like, it was kind of a whirlwind. I don't even think we knew what the order was. None of us entirely knew what we were doing. And you just hopped in and you could just see the look in your eyes. You just were after it and there was no holding back. It was awesome. And then what is the strangest thing you have ever listened to or thought about while running?
So I've been running for over 11 years now. So I've definitely had a lot of thoughts. And I'm not sure if I can pinpoint an exact thought from all of the runs I've been on over the years. But in terms of strange things that I've listened to, I do remember a couple of summers ago, I spent about 7 miles of a run just listening to a single song on repeat for the whole time. The song Stay a While by the band She and Him. And it's really not a running song. It's pretty slow, not very upbeat at all. And I just remember I was really obsessed with that song that summer, and it was just on repeat for like many miles at a time. So I think that was definitely one of the weirder things I had on repeat while running.
That's awesome. Was there something in the song that spoke to you or that you really connected with?
No, I think it was just really, I guess it was a little catchy, but not really in a running way. And I was listening to like the rest of the album that summer. So I just wanted to keep listening to it. And sometimes I guess there's something about just the repetition of a single song on a run that can be kind of nice and mindless. So maybe it was that.
Yeah, I totally get that. I like kind of listening to like something that soothes me when I run and just kind of getting in that monotonous tone and just kind of zoning out and going for it.
Right. So. Right.
You said you've been running for 11 years. That's a really long time. You're 22 now. So that's half of your life. So I'm wondering, when you were in high school, what was your idea of what collegiate running entailed, and where was collegiate running on your radar?
So it honestly wasn't even really something that I was considering. I guess at that time, I viewed it as something that only really the people who are like winning the races in high school could do. And I wasn't one of those people. So I was like, oh, I don't think that's really for me. I started cross country in middle school basically on a whim, and I continued because I enjoyed it, but not necessarily because I was good at it. And actually, after middle school, I never really expected to run in high school. And then at the end of high school, I didn't expect to run in college. So, but I guess all those things did end up happening, and now I've been running for many years. I would say at that time, it was really not even a consideration of mine.
That's, I think, such a common experience among high schoolers. From working at a high school running camp for many years, I feel like when I hear from the high schoolers or talk to them, most of them see running in college as something that's reserved for people that have a certain level of talent. And a lot of people just don't think it's for them, but that's just really not the case. There's so many programs out there that can really fit so many different purposes and experiences through running. So I'm so glad that you ended up on the team too.
Yeah, definitely.
So after you graduated from high school, before starting at Smith, you took a gap year. I'm wondering during that gap year how you explored running in different ways, maybe when in there clicked that, oh, I can run in college, what that whole experience was for you.
Sure. So I did do a decent amount of running during that year. I actually signed up for a marathon, my first marathon, before I graduated from high school. And I signed up for one that would be in the fall. So I had a few months to train for that, mostly on my own. And I also signed up for a half marathon that would happen that summer before the marathon. And then I remember doing a few races, just like local 5Ks in the fall. So I think I spent a lot more time running for myself and less for like teammates or anyone else really during that year. And I had the chance to explore some more like community races and just, I guess, have a different view of how running can fit into my life at that time. The marathon was definitely a big undertaking. I knew it was always something that I wanted to do, but I didn't really expect to run one that early in my life. I was 18 at the time, but it just really felt like something that I wanted to do during that year. So I'm glad I was able to make that happen.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's such a sense of camaraderie in the running world as a whole that it's nice to step away from the more competitive sides of it and just be reminded of like purity of the sport.
Definitely. Yeah. And I guess in terms of how, when I did start to think about running in college, so my college application process was a little bit, it's a bit of a long story, but anyways, I did end up applying early decision to Smith during the fall of my gap year. And so at that, before that, I didn't really know where I was going to school. So I wasn't, and since I wasn't looking into running programs at different colleges, I wasn't really in touch with any coaches. But after I got into Smith, I did reach out to the coach and just was inquiring a bit about the team. And I never heard back at the time that I sent the email. But the summer, right before I started at Smith, I reached out again, and that was when I did hear back. So I guess it was something on my mind as soon as I found out that I got into Smith, but it just kind of felt like a distant thought, and it wasn't exactly something that I was totally committed to or completely sure that would actually end up happening.
It's definitely like never too late to reach out to a coach, or like if you're dedicated and want to be there and willing to put yourself out there, you know, there's no hurt in going after that. So during this gap year, there was a lot besides running going on in your life. What was happening at this time in your life that maybe running helped you get through, or just like what were some new things that you learned about yourself and your connection to others during this year?
Right around the time that I graduated from high school, my dad was diagnosed with cancer. And that time, yeah, it definitely felt like a very isolating experience, especially because I was graduating from high school without exactly a clear plan of where I was headed next. I did decide to take the gap year, and I didn't really feel like I had a particular connection to like a school or a group of people at that time. I was working, but it was just a little bit different. So I feel like at that time, running was really the thing that gave me some sort of structure, I think, in that year. And it was really the thing that was just separate from everything else that was going on and sort of an escape, as it, I feel like, usually has been for me or is for a lot of people. And even though I wasn't really on a team, and there was less of a sense of like a running community, I think it still gave me a place to like channel my energy and just really like take some time for myself and to get away from things that were going on and just take care of my own personal health.
That sounds like it must have been a rather confusing time in your life.
Yeah, that year was definitely challenging for a lot of reasons. But during that year, I did realize that running was something that I needed to keep in my life in some capacity, even if I didn't run in college or just in the future. And always, it's just something that I just needed to keep up with and continue to engage with throughout my life.
When you did return to competitive running on our college team, did you find that having that sense of purpose through running in your life that you developed over your gap year was able to connect to your competitive running on a college team?
it was definitely an interesting adjustment to go from kind of that whole year away from a team or away from school even, and then join more of a competitive environment. And I think it took me some time to kind of get into that and switch my mindset to doing that, especially because I'm not sure that I'm always like the most competitive person by nature, but being around a group of people that are always working really, really hard and have so much drive and passion for the sport made it easier for me to also want to do that, even if it might have not felt like the most natural thing at first. But I think it always, having that year always did give me a little bit more perspective in terms of what running means to me beyond the competition. So even if it doesn't always go so well, I can kind of see it in a larger picture and still remember like why I do it and what it means to me.
So, what after your dad's diagnosis with cancer and then the whole process that your family had to go through during his treatment, when was it in the past few years that you heard about the run that you did over the summer? And can you go over some of the logistics of that?
Sure. So it wasn't actually during my gap year that I heard about the Ullman Foundation and the 4K for Cancer program, but I think during that year I felt very helpless. Like there wasn't really very much that I could do. Like when a family member or somebody close to you is diagnosed with cancer, I feel like there isn't always that much you can do except just be there and be supportive. But I kind of had this idea in my mind that I felt that I needed to do something more. And so actually, I think it might have been after my first year of college, or like a year and a half later, I found out about the Ullman Foundation online. And so the foundation is based out of Baltimore, and they provide support for young adults and their loved ones affected by cancer. And then each summer, the 4K for Cancer program organizes teams of young adults who have all in some way been affected by cancer to run or ride across the country, raising money and awareness for the Ullman Foundation. So each participant has a fundraising minimum of $4,500. And I was part of Team Boston this l last summer, in the summer of 2019. And so with 27 other college-age students, we ran relay style across the country from San Francisco to Boston over the course of 49 days.
How many miles did you generally run a day during this summer experience? I know that's a common question people ask you.
Yeah, so the range was really from about 7 to 16 miles, but really the average I'd say was about 10, and then the exception was on the final day we all ran 20 miles straight for our last day when we just all ran together into Boston.
Wow, that sounds like such an incredible experience. And I felt so fortunate to get to share part of that with you. It was really fun to follow your journey. And then also, I was in Boston and got to see the finish. I for sure started crying at the end. There was like no way you couldn't, just to see all these families reunited and everyone had names of people that either were close to them or were people they met along the way written on their calf. That had been affected by cancer, and the sense of community that it seemed like you had built through that experience just seems so powerful. I also remember when you were in China studying abroad, you texted me multiple times that you had something exciting to tell me. And then finally one night I called you and you told me that you'd signed up for this run and that was your news.
Right, yeah, I definitely remember that phone call too. It was a little bit weird to be away when I found out, or I decided to participate in this.
What was the moment when you knew this is what I want to do over the summer?
So it was during our spring break. I spent a week visiting my homestay family from 3 years ago, and I was going for a run in their neighborhood, which is like a place that I ran the last time I was studying abroad, and which was a pretty interesting experience. But it was during a time when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do for the summer, and I was applying to some different internships and some things, but none of them felt exactly quite right, and I wasn't actually sure if that was how I wanted to spend my summer, like committing to something that I might have not felt fully passionate about. And then suddenly, like actually mid-run, I remembered the Almond Foundation from when I had found out about it a couple years back. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder if they're still accepting applications for this upcoming summer, even though it was pretty late. I was one of the last people to sign up for the summer. A lot of people sign up and start fundraising the summer before. So I was definitely a little bit later to that. So mid-run, I actually just stopped running and sat on the sidewalk and pulled out my phone. And I just like started researching that to see if that was still even a possibility. And then basically from there, it kind of all happened to work out. I was able to call them and like interview with them and send in my application. And it all happened really fast. But there was kind of just this moment that it just clicked on a run. And I feel like there are so few moments like that where you just have that like light bulb idea and then it all works out. But fortunately it did.
Yeah, that sounds like it was meant to be. Like that was what was supposed to happen for you this summer.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
So while you were on your 49-day journey across the country, what did you learn from the other people that were on your team in terms of their reason for running and their greater goal of connecting a community of people affected by cancer?
So all of my teammates that I was running with chose to participate in the 4K for different reasons. We all had some sort of connection to the cancer community. We all sort of shared that experience of feeling hopeless, like we didn't really know what we could do. And so learning about the Almond Foundation was, and being able to participate in this journey was kind of that way to, a way to give back, I guess, and a way to create this community of support together. I feel like even though we had these maybe different reasons or different connections, we all just did want to feel like we were doing something or making some type of difference in some way, even if that was just inspiring hope, or we weren't necessarily like curing people of this disease, obviously, but I think there is something really powerful about uniting for this one cause and showing people that we're there for them and we're able to provide support for them in some way.
What were some of the most powerful interactions that you had with people along the way, or maybe some unexpected experiences?
Sure. I'm not always sure if I can pinpoint like one experience that really stood out to me. It was more that like, it was more the frequency of interactions with strangers, I think. So it wasn't necessarily one, but it was just that we would go to places like gas stations and like random bathrooms, or just even as we were running on the side of the road and people would want to talk to us and ask us about what we were doing. And sometimes they would ask how they could donate or if they could give us any food or if we were looking for any recommendations of places to go, or just try to help out in some way. And then pretty frequently people would open up and share their own stories or like their connections to the cancer community after learning about what we were doing. And so I think it was just like the collection of all of these interactions and moments that was most striking to me, because I think that's not really something that happens in everyday life where you're interacting at that same level with just random people off the street.
Sounds like the power of what you were doing was really just a vehicle to connecting with other people and better understanding how we all share similar values and more similar experiences than we often present in our day-to-day lives. And how did this experience help you maybe recover from or reflect upon the hard feelings and experiences that might have come from your dad's journey through his cancer treatment?
It was definitely nice to be able to share stories with other people who kind of understood some of my own experiences. And even if it wasn't exactly the same, but just to be able to talk to other people who had kind of been there in some way. So of course it doesn't really take away what happened or change it all that much, but we were building a community of support for other people, but also for each other. And I think that was a really important part of this whole summer. So it just reminded me that there are usually other people going through a similar thing that might be able to support you at times. And obviously, even though all of my teammates, we don't live close to each other, but we're still kind of there for each other, even beyond the summer. And have created this ongoing support system that kind of can last forever.
Even just in my own experiences going to like random community group runs, the ability to connect with people that you've like never met before in that small amount of time, just through like the commonality of running and maybe like struggling together on a run or just enjoying being outside together on a run. It just like really fosters such deep connections with people that you don't get in other aspects of your life. So I can't even imagine running every day with these people, sleeping in the same place, like being with these people 24/7, I can't imagine what type of community that must have created. When you're in a constantly vulnerable state and you're sharing something that is so emotionally and physically draining, but then also sounds tremendously healing and fun and supportive, those are going to be connections you'll have for the rest of your life. So.
Mm-hmm.
So as you've stayed in touch with some of the people that you ran with over the summer, what have you guys maybe like reflected on or shared together in terms of like how you now go through your daily life or how you now experience running that might have been different from how you like went about your life and runs before you went on this journey over the summer?
Yeah, so actually a lot of the people on my team are not college runners, or they didn't even really consider themselves runners, which I thought was interesting when I kind of started talking to my different teammates about their own experiences and their own perceptions of themselves as runners. So I was one of the only people who was going back to school after the 4K and would be competing throughout the year and like running competitively. And so I think right after 4K, a lot of people started signing up for marathons because that just seemed kind of like the next thing to do. So we have a group chat on GroupMe, and people would just kind of send in their latest race that they'd signed up for. And there's definitely a lot of, I think, adrenaline still pumping from our final run into Boston. People were like, oh, I got to sign up for all these races. but I think a few months after everything ended, the reality of like running a marathon sort of hit, and people were like, okay, I shouldn't do too many, like need to be realistic about like my actual running goals. But I think a lot of my other teammates are kind of currently doing or have been doing now what I hope to do in the future is like be able to run more community runs and marathons, half marathons and that type of thing. But because of their current positions or like not being in school and having a little bit more flexibility, they can sign up for those types of things now. But I think I was in kind of the minority there, and in terms of coming back to a team, that was a bit different. So.
So one thing that we've talked about together before that I'm thinking about right now is the idea of running as a selfish endeavor, which I believe is like really healthy to give yourself a personal outlet, but then competitive or collegiate running sort of takes on a whole different dimension of commitment. So I'm wondering, like, when you came back to school and started the cross-country season, or even just now, like, how you consider balancing that selfish personal side of running with also, like, the selflessness side of running that comes from, like, committing yourself to a greater purpose in the sport.
I definitely questioned if I was ready to go back to a competitive running environment after the summer. I knew I really only had one opportunity to run cross country again, but I did have a lot of thoughts about if I wanted to do that, if I wanted to put myself through that, because obviously, as we both know, it's a big commitment. But after deciding, okay, I'm going to commit to this, I'm going to finish out my last year of competitive running, I was less concerned about maybe how parts of my season turned out like performance-wise and more focused on like the type of teammate that I could be and how I could contribute to the team and in other ways, like even if it wasn't in terms of scoring, but just like how I could be a good role model and be a good person and just a good teammate. And the whole summer experience definitely helped add a new perspective to the team about how I can still run for myself and run for my own health purposes and, you know, to give myself structure and stay on schedule and things that might seem a little bit selfish, but also just through being a good person and a good teammate, how you can still give back to people and just sort of contribute to a team in a larger, maybe less selfish way.
It's really so important for team dynamics too, and just the goals that come with that competitive aspect, to have a solid group of leaders and to have that presence on the team that really just unifies everyone. So heading into your last semester of college, what are some final running experiences that you're looking forward to, and maybe what are some goals that you're working towards as well?
Right now, with two seasons left, indoor and outdoor track, I guess I'm just ready to race every race like it's my last one. I remember that my assistant high school ski coach used to talk to us about how racing is exciting because it's like a culmination of all of our hard work. And I guess in some ways, I just hope that these last two seasons can kind of be a culmination of all the work over the past 11 years. Even though I know like progress in running is never linear, and I can't expect like all of those years to add up to these final two seasons. But in some ways, I guess I just hope like mentally it can. And so far I've been feeling pretty good and had a good base from the summer in cross country. So I guess I'm just ready to put it all out there. But more important than the running aspect, I feel like I'm just looking forward to having these final two seasons to like spend with the team and continue getting to know people more and just have those really fun random adventures that you have on meets or on runs or just day to day that have really, I think, been the highlight of a lot of my college experience. And I'm just fortunate to be able to have final two seasons of that.
And you've put so much consistent hard work in, and I know last year you didn't get a track season going abroad. So yeah, I'm really hoping for you as well that work pays off in the races, because what you've put in sure deserves it. So
thanks.
So how has your experience between collegiate running and running for the Omen Foundation shaped your idea of what unique ways you can engage with running in your life post-college?
I think I definitely started to get a glimpse of kind of what non-competitive running can look like and what running beyond college can look like from my experience last summer. And I guess I started to realize that I can run for myself and other people at the same time, maybe not in such ways as running across the country for an organization such as the Omen Foundation, but I can sign up for races that have some sort of fundraising component maybe and be able to give back in some way to organizations that I feel strongly about. And I guess I've always wanted to do one of the big marathons like Boston or New York or Chicago, and I think it could be cool to do one of those under like one of their charity divisions. I also do just hope to seek out running clubs in kind of whatever area that I end up in and sign up for local races and just sort of run occasionally competitively, but with a little bit less of an emphasis on the like trying to win or striving to be your best and just racing for fun, but also running for fun. I'm fortunate for the time that I've been able to compete at the level that I have, but I feel that the reasons that I run are definitely beyond the competition. And so I'm excited to be able to run beyond college and just get to do it for myself and a bit more on my own time, but continue to be surrounded by a community of runners wherever I am.
And what about how this all fits into finding meaning in your life as a human external to running?
I think kind of like I mentioned briefly before, running is one of those things that I hope to continue throughout my life, because I feel like it does just provide structure and community and meaning to my life in some ways, because I've always run, or mostly I've always run for a team. And I've largely had like team goals and individual goals on that team. A lot of my thoughts currently about what running means to my life is sort of framed around that. So in some ways, I'm not sure that I'll totally understand the the purpose that running has in my life until I am out of college and, you know, living life and working and out in the world and running on my own at that time, I feel like I'll maybe have a different perspective on actually the purpose that it adds to my life. But I guess I do definitely know that it has always sort of been a therapeutic thing, and it's been something that has allowed me to connect with people that I don't think I otherwise would have been able to.
Have these experiences through running shaped your visions for what a future career might look like for you?
I'm not sure if it's directly related to a career, but it's definitely that thing that I always want to have on the side and something that I hope to continue doing so I can connect with other people and like just expand my circles so it's not, so I'm not just working or just doing this one thing, but that I can broaden my horizons and like interact with more people and see more places. And so yeah, I guess I just hope it's always that thing that I do, even if it's not, you know, the solely one thing that I do.
Well, Bea, it's been so great to hear from you, and I'm just really thankful that you were willing to join me in this new adventure into podcasting.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad I've been able to talk to you today.
One final question to close up is, if you can think back to one of the most confusing points in your life so far, what is a message that you have for that younger version of yourself?
I wish that I could tell my younger self that it's really the people that matter. I mean, obviously the sport matters and what we're doing matters, and it should, and like competition is fun and running is fun, but I feel like it's really been the people that I've met through running that has like made the whole experience. So I guess if I could go back and tell myself something, even like thinking back to middle school or high school, is just like to really value those connections and take the time to get to know people that I'm around and just like be grateful for that, because I think that I sort of took some of that for granted when I was younger, and I just expected that community to be there, but I'm not sure that I fully appreciated it. And maybe that was just that time, but yeah, sometimes I wish I'd spent more time getting to know some of those teammates that I'd had back then.
Yes, that is like totally something that I look back on and wish that I had more fully appreciated the people that were around me, or stopped and took time to breathe and see my teammates as a lot more than just people I'm competing against.
So. Right, definitely.
And from that, what is a message that you want to leave for your future self?
I guess I would tell myself to just never give up on running and to remember to keep coming back to it even when I'm not sure if I want to, because there are obviously always those times where I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just quit for good. And I don't think I will. I mean, unless for some reason something happens where I'm not able to run, I don't really see it as something I would fully want to stop doing. It always has helped me through difficult times in the past, and it's brought me to so many places and connected me with so many different people. And yeah, I think I'd be giving up a lot to let that go. So I hope my future self remembers that.
Well, thank you so much, Bea.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been great.
I'm so lucky to have such an incredibly caring and hardworking friend like you in my life. And I'm so grateful for your support in helping me through life and this past cross country season, and just working out the kinks of getting this podcast started. And yeah, I couldn't think of a better way to start it off. So
thanks, Ailey. You too. Yeah, it's been great.
And if anyone that's listening is maybe wanting to learn more about the Ullman Foundation or how they can get involved in the 4K for Cancer, what are some resources or suggestions of how they could go about doing that?
Sure. So you can learn more about the Ullman Foundation and the services they provide by going to theullmanfoundation.org, and that's ULMAN. And to learn more about the 4K for Cancer program, you can also visit their website, which is 4kforcancer.org. And they most likely still have spaces left on their 2020 run and ride teams. So, as I said, I personally signed up pretty late. So, if you or anybody else you know might be interested, I'd recommend taking a look at their sites. They're also active on different social media, like Instagram and Facebook.
Thank you, Bea, for speaking of the beauty in the community that running creates. One that makes us feel whole, sparks hope in others, and fills the world around us with meaning. Through shared experiences that we can connect the commonality in the pain we have faced in our lives with what lights the fire within. Whether you're listening from the bus, the elliptigo, or cuddling with your cat, thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope that you join me again next week as I talk with another friend of mine about her unconventional path to collegiate running that did not start until after she graduated from college. You can reach out to me via email at triplenotpod@gmail.com. Be well, my friends. Until next time.